Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Keith over here, broadcasting live from Business Radio X studios here in Pensacola. And I am bringing you the first episode of the 1 hour radio show. Not to be confused with thy numeral, but the Organization of Networking Entrepreneurs. And I have the creator himself sitting across the table from me. Ron.
Yes.
What it is, man.
What is going on?
So let's tell the world how awesome this is. Because it really is.
World, it is awesome.
There you go. Thanks. It's been great. We'll be here all week.
See you next episode.
Man, so what is the one?
You know, if we want to get kind of the whole story out, when we started our business City Spree in Pensacola, a very wise teacher of mine who came here from our corporate office to train me, he told me, he said, listen, he goes, you can do anything you want, but the number one thing you got to do is network, network, network. And I was like, network? Oh, I can meet people. You know, I was like, hey, I'm good at meeting people.
Yeah.
And he goes, listen, you're not understanding me. He goes, get on Facebook, any networking group you can find, join it. He says, join the chamber. He goes, some people like the chamber, some people don't. Now, I personally love the chamber. But he says, it doesn't matter. Network. Join everything you can join and get people to know you, because people do business with people they know, like, and trust. He goes, you can have a business all day long, but if people don't know about you, they're not gonna be customers of you.
And I started Especially in this town.
Oh, yeah. So I started thinking, well, how's that make me meet customers? Well, then as I joined a BNI group, Business Network International, which was awesome. And I joined the BNI group. I joined the chamber. We visited many, many other networking groups like BizNet and Leaders. And I'll promote them all right here and there. I'll promote every networking group on the planet. Because
the Rotaries, all of it. Yeah.
You name it, I'm going to promote it.
There's a lot of networking groups, by the way.
There is. And, you know, unfortunately, with the other networking groups, it's all about that networking group.
Right.
You won't hear them get on the radio and promote the one.
Right.
But it's not anything wrong with that. It's their business, their organization. But my theory is the businesses within that organization are local businesses.
Yeah.
So if we're not promoting that organization, regardless of what you really think about the organization, we're not doing ourselves or our fellow businesses a justice. But how it started was we joined a BNI group, and it was awesome. And we're taking some pictures around here. Hello. No, we joined the BNI group, and it was awesome. All the people were great. The relationships we were building were great. And after the first few months, I was asked to be president of the chapter. So I had joined, I think, in April, and in October, I became president of the chapter, which was great. And I got to learn it, you know, from scratch and learning how to really do it.
It's actually where I met you.
Yeah, it's where I met a lot of people. Yeah. I met a lot of people from BNI. But what was so important about that is the core group of people that I first met in Pensacola were from the chamber and BNI. And I met some other people from these other groups, but it was just sporadic. So we joined the Pensacola Beach Chamber, and now I'm on the board of directors. You know, my wife, Patty, she's a ambassador for the Pensacola Chamber. So we've really been involved in networking for a long time, but we were networking, being involved in the community, volunteering and trying to take care of people and help out when we can with the nonprofits and everything. And the time in BNI, it was great, but you know, you grow and you look for other things, and it was a business decision. And I decided to leave BNI, and I didn't leave on any bad terms. I didn't have any taste in my mouth or anything like that. So I left BNI, took a little break, and I was approached by Referral Leaders International, which was a direct competitor of BNI. So I'll promote them both right now. You know, BNI, RLI.
Yeah.
Networking folks. Yes. Love it. Love it. Love it.
We don't discriminate here.
We do not discriminate. We love all networking. So I was approached by Referral Leaders International, and he had inquired on whether or not we'd be interested in starting a new organization in Pensacola. Well, it took me a good couple months to make a decision. And so we said yes. We launched it. And within the first month, we were at 20 members. And we're like, well, we got something here, you know, because we changed it up a little bit. It wasn't so much about the organization anymore. It was a little bit more about being a little more user-friendly with the members. and giving them a little more value for their money that they're spending, because the memberships for those organizations is quite high. I think now it's just over $600 to join BNI.
That's a lot.
And almost the same for RLI. But, you know, it's for businesses that want to join a good group, get the referrals out to make their money back, and then be profitable after that. Totally get it. It's totally awesome, and it works great. So we did RLI for about a year. And then, you know, after so many years, I guess, what, three and a half, four years of networking nonstop. And I'm talking, once I started RLI, we were going three, four, five times a week and running the meetings. And, you know, we started thinking, you know, there's something that we can do that's local that doesn't have a corporate feel to it. And so, you know, we just started thinking of our own business model. And we said, listen, we don't want it to be the same. We don't want it to be, you know, a corporate conglomerate or a big corporate structure. We said, listen, we want something local that is more about the members of the chapter than it is about the company. And we wanted to prove that it, and people say it all the time, this is not about the money. It's not about the money. Well, we wanted to put our I guess, money where our mouth was and say, listen, we can prove that we can do it and make it not about the money and do it better, bring more value, and increase and grow like crazy. So, you know, we started laying out the business
model. Asking, ye shall receive, man.
You know, careful what you wish for. No, no, but we started laying out this business model, and, you know, my wife, Patty, is critical to everything we do because we bounce ideas off each other, and, you know, at our home office or our main office. And, you know, some of them, she's got great ideas. And the thing is we think completely different from each other. So my brain from an aircraft maintenance background and a military networking type kind of background, and hers from the more of the business side of the house. And it's, we started thinking about this business model. We're like, you know, how can we do it to provide value, not charge an arm and a leg, and tap into a, and this really wasn't even a goal, but it was a side effect, to tap into a market of people that don't really know how to network or are unable to join one of these other groups because of A, commitment. B, well, ours is a commitment as well, but it's just not as strict.
Right.
And mostly it's because of the entry fee. And then actually, for a much cheaper entry fee, give them much more value. And we started laying it out, and we came up with the Organization of Networking Entrepreneurs. And,
and it's awesome, and it's been effective. And go ahead with, like, because you've just grown. Like, oh, I'm so amazed. It's like, we got one. No, it's nine. No, it's what, 10 chapters now? 11?
Let me tell you, we've got nine chapters, 132 members.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, how? How did we take an organization and make it nine chapters, 132 members in one area?
And a radio series.
And a radio series.
We got to throw that in there, too.
we do a lot of video. I mean, everything. Who needs a phone book? Who needs the Yellow Pages or Google or anything? Because anytime you need something, you go into the network. Somebody in the network either does it or they're going to refer somebody that does. And if we can't find it there, we look in BNI. We look in RLI. We look in the chamber. And we are more than happy to give referrals to other organizations. And we're happy to accept referrals from other organizations. Now, the other organizations, here's the number one key to the success of the Organization of Networking Entrepreneurs. As much as I love all networking, other organizations restrict you to that organization. When you fill out your application to one of the other organizations, it specifically says that if you're a member of this group, you cannot be a member of another networking group whose sole purpose is referrals. You cannot be a member of another chapter within the same organization. You cannot be a member of another organization who limits their memberships to one seat per profession. They lock that out. And it's a selling point, which is kind of good because they can say, listen, you join this chapter, you lock out your competition. Fine. That's awesome. Good.
Yeah, but with that, all right, so you get five people, and that's great. But guess what? You're stuck with the five people, and that's kind of one of the things I was thinking about why I joined the one. It was like, you know, when does a networking group become advantageous instead of, you know, repetitious, because you're at the same point, and to add on to what Ron's saying is that I joined the one because, well, Bill came in one day here, sat down and said, listen,
dude, you're coming to my spot, aren't you?
But then you got to join. And I was a little scared. So I was like, all right, I'll do what you say.
Yeah.
But when I got there, you know, just to be able to do what you want to and grow with the people that are there, and then take that group and go to 8 other chapters, mm-hmm. see how it's done, and meet them because you are who you are. They don't say, hey, you're on RLI or BNI or the Chamber.
Yeah.
They say,
or you
hey,
do
Calvin,
realty
how you
and
doing?
You can't be here, you know? Or you do video and you can't, yeah.
Exactly. You can go to all these different places and meet up with different businesses and different people. I think that's the other thing. You're meeting people.
Yeah.
Whereas I come from Miami, from New York, I've done business in Los Angeles, all East Coast, West Coast, and anything networking there was which was kind of like this little socialite party, mm-hmm. and who they knew is who they knew. And the first thing they say is, my name is so and so, and this is my business. Rather than saying, hey, what's up? My name's Calvin. What you do? Oh, you like music. You know, right. like simple, common things that I feel like nobody has, the one has on that.
Here's the thing is, when I was with BNI, another member from another BNI chapter would come visit, and then we'd ask him, hey, you interested in joining? No, I can't because I'm a member of this chapter. When I was with RLI, a BNI member would visit, and we'd say, hey, you interested in joining? And he would say, well, I can't because I'm a member of BNI. Well, with the one, we don't restrict.
Yeah.
When I laid out the business plan, I'm like, listen, I don't want to be competition. I don't want to be competition with other organizations. You know, RLI used to preach collaboration is better than competition. We live by it. We live by collaboration. So when we laid out our guidelines, we said, listen, if they say that you can't be a member of another group that whose sole purpose is referrals, our sole purpose is not referrals.
Yeah.
Our sole purpose is relationships. And, you know, they may lead to referrals, but you're going to have to build the relationships so the referrals will come. Especially,
they do lead to referrals, by the way.
They do.
It's a proven fact.
But our main sole purpose is relationships, meeting other people, building relationships, and planting those seeds. We're farmers, not
yeah.
hunters.
Yeah.
And the thing is that was our number one thing. We don't want to be competition. We don't want to restrict anybody to their own chapters. So now, since we got rid of the whole, we're not sole purpose referrals, people can come and visit. But not only that, we took it a step further. We said, listen, we don't want to restrict our members to one seat per profession. But then again, who am I to have that control over anybody's chapter?
Mm-hmm.
We said, listen, we're not going to dictate how the presidents run their own chapters because it is the president's chapter. It's not my chapter. They're affiliated with our organization. It's their chapter. The members are in their chapter. And we said, well, who knows what that chapter needs better than the chapter itself? I can't be at every meeting.
Right.
So I don't know what all they need. I'm not going to force it down their throat. So I said, listen, you can be one seat per profession, but the guidelines state that if you choose to add a second of the same profession, it's not my decision. It's up to you, but it's up to the current seat holder
yeah.
on whether or not they accept that person into the chapter or not. And more times than not, they have the people meet, they decide they can work together and in fact refer to each other,
mm-hmm.
and they add them to the chapter. It's not overflown. There's not a lot of overflow of double seats.
It's the American dream. It is democracy at its finest. Right?
It is
straight up democracy at its finest.
We don't control it. We have guidelines, and they're guidelines. They're not laws. They're not rules. You're not going to get arrested.
And another thing to add on to this, right, with the networking and everything we do. When I first got here in Pensacola, I was an IT guy doing point of sales, right? That's what I did, and that's what I signed up with the chamber. And, you know, I said I was building a software, which we all know is Grub Ninja now. And I finished it. And I let people
know. No, we all don't know. What's that called again?
Grub Ninja.
Grub Ninja.
So I finished the software and I let everybody know. And I see Ron and I woke up to Ron. And I said, listen, Ron, we might be a competition. And he says, what do you mean? And he has a little laugh. I'm like, why is he laughing? And he just said, no, let's just collaborate. But ever since we started collaborating, that led to City Spree and Grub Ninja. And then joining the one, I met Joe, right? And Joe and myself became point of sales, merchant service, YTG, and everything else. And then we made
yeah,
Keith,
yeah.
Right?
It's and pretty now, insane if you think about
you,
it.
You think about it. And
it's like dominoes, man. We set them up, knock them down.
And all of a sudden, I went from technology point of sales to online ordering software, point of sales, Grub on TV,
yep.
Foodie Life Radio, theoneorg.com, building websites, doing all
the 1 hour radio show.
One hour radio show. It's kind of like, you know, it went from okay, I did one thing to I could, because I have the resources that I've met through the group, I can do multiple things, and we can live out our dream.
And your resume just grew by like 4 pages.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. October, I was in it, last October, I was working at our home office. I'm not sure how long I've been here, but I think it's been 3 months.
Three or four,
and in 3 or 4 months, we're now expanding to 2 offices and, you know, having a production studio and everything else. And Grub Ninja is in Gulf Shores. Soon to be another market. Yes, and there's other things coming, you know.
And that's the thing, is I talk about success stories throughout the chapters. And there's been a few competitors, quote unquote, I'll say collaborators, but we get them to meet with each other, and they have actually merged their businesses and saved it. You know, I mean, they were struggling maybe, and they joined, and now they're flourishing.
So is the story that you tell all the time about the two guys that thought they were competition, is that you two guys?
No.
Okay, that's a different.
Well, that's just an IT company. The first one it happened to, but still with Calvin and I, it's almost the same way.
Same concept.
He approached me and said, "Hey, I think I might be competition, but you know, we can still work together." And I was like, "How you figure?" You know, I said, "Just because you're in the food business doesn't make us competitors."
Right.
And then I said, "Listen," I said, "What do you do?" He told me, and I was like, "Whoa, that might work. So why don't we partner up? You know, let me throw all my restaurants on your website as well as mine. You just funnel all the deliveries to me."
Yeah.
Cool. Fair and it game. Works. You know, why not? You know, now the two different companies have all of my restaurant partners on it. I've let them all know we're with Grub Ninja as well. So whenever a customer orders through Grub Ninja or City Spree, guess who driver shows up?
Yep. Yeah.
It's a City Spree order.
And on my side, I get to be the mad scientist. I get to sit in my cave and I get to build and, you know, Room Ninja, Table Ninja, whatever else is coming out, it's coming. And it's I get to enjoy that.
And it's a partnership. And it's based, it happened because of the chamber and the one and just all the networking.
So I know everybody wants to know, because they kind of look at me when you say the story. But who was the first two that you tell? Can you? Because I think I know who it is, and I
don't know. I'd love to just throw out names, but
you can't, huh?
I really probably
should
shouldn't.
Just remain the mystery. The one mystery.
Mystery was the first.
Because they both really thought, like, dude, they were competition, and like they wouldn't talk to each other, and they were kind of like,
they didn't really think about it.
Yeah.
And you know who was behind it? Patty.
Yeah.
She said, "Have you talked to so and so?" "No, he's a competitor." Well, and she wants the other person. "Have you talked to so and so?" "Well, he's a competitor." And Patty said, "Listen, that's a foul. You might be good at something he's not. He might be good at something you're not. You might be doing something he's not that he needs, and blah, blah, blah." He goes, "You guys at least need to meet and collaborate." And then I'm talking a week later, they said, they said, "We might be combining our businesses."
Yeah.
And then they combined their businesses.
Awesome, dude.
They combined their businesses. They moved into the same office and they're killing it.
Yeah, they are.
I tell you what. And
so I know. Okay. So I do know. So I don't need that question answered anymore. I now have solved the one mystery. And by the way, the answer will be $150 payable to cash. And, We'll facilitate.
Yeah, that's the thing about the one, though, is we don't want to be a competitor. We want other chapters of every organization to be able to join ours. We want our members to be able to join theirs. You know, the more you network, the more you grow, and that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
And we'll never restrict anybody to one chapter. And that's the thing, too, is if they want to be in one chapter and then be in another one chapter, or a BNI chapter, or RLI chapter, or chain, what would give us the power to tell them they can't? Memberships are a volunteer. You volunteer to buy a membership. Mm-hmm. That's like buying a Sam's Club membership. You know, that's like if you bought a Sam's Club membership and
you can't shop at Walmart.
You can't shop at Walmart anymore because you bought a Sam's Club membership.
I was like, okay.
Nobody has that right.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're not going to restrict our members to just our organization because, you know, it's not for everybody. And if it's not for everybody, we still want to support those people. And we do prove every day that it's not about the money. Because of the way it's structured, the memberships are $300 a year. Doesn't matter if you're renewing. Doesn't matter if you're a brand new member. It's $300 a year. By the way, we have a payment plan, and it goes all the way up to 4 months if you choose to do so. So we do have a little markup for credit card fees for the payment plan. But if you pay up front, it's $300. And you pay in two payments, it's $120 for 2 months. If you pay, it's $20 a markup. Mm-hmm. So the third month, I think, is $160. No, it's $160 for two pay, $120 for three pay, and then $100 for four pay. So it's $400 for 4 months, but it's amortized.
Yeah.
So it's valuable that way. But $300 up front, and you get access to everything and all the people and all the cross chapters, and you get to visit all of them, and you get to meet everybody. We don't restrict you.
Let's just list out what everything is, by the way. Like, let's put it out there.
There's a lot.
Oh, man. Let's see. Well, number one, I wish I had one of my postcards here so I can read all the benefits.
I know, right?
You know, you get a cheap membership that you make one sale, you probably get your membership back. But the relationships you build are priceless. It's nothing that you're going to feel like you wasted your money at $300 as opposed to $600 or $700. But you build the relationships. You will definitely become a better public speaker because you get to know everybody and you get comfortable speaking.
And you get to talk.
You get to talk. And, I mean, we give away one free nonprofit seat for every chapter. And then we sponsor other nonprofits through our mastermind and other events that we hold. So we don't restrict, really. But we want to give it because nonprofits usually pay their own way. The rep does. You know, they have to, if they want a membership of the chamber, they usually got to pay it themselves. So we donate one free nonprofit seat. So we've got nine nonprofit seats that we're able to rally around and help out. And it doesn't cost them anything. So that's valuable.
And oh my gosh, the power that that has done for these nonprofits. Mm-hmm. I've watched it. I've single-handedly watched people show up with snacks for March Dimes, like by the truckload.
Board members for other ones.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I just, it's cool.
Yeah.
Keep going anyway.
Yeah, that's awesome. More. No, it's more.
You get a radio station.
We got a radio station. Yeah. And, you know, this radio station is not for me. You know, it's not
God,
really.
Because I could not listen to Ron talk to me every day.
I couldn't talk to you every day. No, but it's not for me. It's not so much for the organization. It's for the members. So this is the flagship launch. This is the initial 1 hour. But what this is going to be used for are the members to get them on here and tell their one story and then promote their businesses. Because, you know, even though they're members, you know, maybe they won't be able to afford some radio advertising right away. We accept startups. You know, we don't need seasoned networkers. We need people that want to network and grow their businesses.
Or don't even know how to network, but know that they need to benefit from networking because once you're in there, anybody in any of the groups will help you along.
And every group, I've never seen a me attitude. Every group is a you attitude.
We literally had, maybe an hour and a half ago, we had Libby King come in, and she came to one of the Grows events that they had, and she got introduced in front of 40 people. And what'd she say? My heart about stopped. I had no idea what to do. Now, granted, she had great delivery. But then a couple people like helped her get through her speech, helped her figure out what words worked for promoting her business.
Perfect.
Got her enough gumption to go join Toastmasters, which is probably like the most critical public speaking.
Of course.
You know, I was almost said asylum, but you know, association you can be with, who came today and was like, man, there's no way I would have been able to do what I'm doing or even talk about my business. And in an effective way.
And you hear that often.
And you see apples and oranges differences between people when they first join and when they're
easily
a year in. So, I mean, that's really, really awesome. And then, of course, we offer a 10% military discount at all times. We also, we always want to honor our veterans. I'm retired Air Force. I did 20 years in the Air Force, but I'm...
Wait, how can you be retired but still work out there? How does that work? how do you retire, but yet I'm still on base every day?
Ron Spradling has a hard time saying no. Yeah. All right. If you do, you know, last night I was at the Pensacola Beach board meeting and they eyeballed me and asked if I might be interested in being holding a new kind of volunteer seat. And I said, I think I'm going to have to pass. I said, seriously, I'm teaching on base now. I'm doing this. I'm Grub Ninja. I'm City Spree. I'm the one. And Terry Preston from Pensacola Parade People leans over at me and she's like, it's about time you said no.
So what's the new spot they need?
It's a new membership thing for the next board taking volunteer or doing nominations and things like that. But it's all the board stuff.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know, my plate runneth over, and I don't complain about it, but yeah, I like to stack my, you know, people's...
Ron does need time for Ron, everyone. Ron Patty probably needs a little Ron time, too.
Honestly, though, it works out because I'll work on base, I'll go home, I'll work a little bit on City Spree, work a little bit on the one, and then when needed. But, you know, we'll hang out. Patty and I hang out every day.
Yeah.
You know, we did put a small above-ground pool in the backyard for the kids, but it's for us. And you know, a couple cornhole things. And, you know, we do get our relaxed time in. It's just like yesterday, was a rough day. I mean, I worked and taught on base. And for anybody that doesn't know, I teach aircraft structural maintenance on NAS.
Which is no small task itself.
And I did that for, I did the job for 20 years, and I was an instructor as a GI when I was stationed here. And that's why I retired to the Navy town, because I love this Navy town. You know, just like the military branches and business and networking organizations, we are not going to shame or talk smack or degrade other organizations. And that goes for military. Yes, I was Air Force. So what? You know, I'm in a Navy town. So what? They're all my brothers and sisters.
No fear.
They're all my brothers and sisters, and I love them, and I love this Navy town, even though I'm retired Air Force. So I'm teaching on NAS during the day, and I'm teaching the early blocks of instruction for our career field, which is our students right out of basic training. Some of them never touched a tool before. Prior service students that are cross-training in from other jobs, foreign national students, Puerto Ricans, Saudi Arabians, you name it. There's a ton of them. There's Coast Guard in our classes.
That's amazing how many Saudi Arabians we have over here. But the flight school thing that they, whatever.
Well, yeah, they fly F-15
yeah.
Eagles. So, I mean, it's we give them the aircraft, or they bought the aircraft from us, so we train them on it. But
don't break your stuff.
Yeah. You know, I teach that 5 days a week, but I do kind of leave here and there to do radio or try to work my other businesses. But we do find time to, we go floating down the river, you know, every few weeks.
Yeah, we go
bowling once a month. And we're going on the cruise in January, the One Cruise. And if anybody else wants to go on a cruise that's out there listening, just look it up on Facebook. It's called The One Cruise.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun, but, you know, getting back to the benefits stuff, military discount and all that stuff. And then we do have a website, of course. But I think the coolest part about offering benefits is, before I tell you the three and free, let me just say that for every application that comes in, the company only makes $100 off of it.
Yeah,
and credit card fees come out of that. Credit card fees come out of that. $200 of every application goes straight back to the chapters. Okay. So that again proves that we're doing it not for the money. Because as hard as we work and as big as we want to build this organization, it's a community, not an organization. It's a community. And the way we want to work it and put into it, it's blood, sweat, and tears. We're not making any money on it. We're marketing. We're getting print media out there. We're getting radio. We're getting everything we can. And that's coming out of the company's portion of it. So I assure you, we're not making any money. But it's not about the money. It's about the members. Yeah, we really, truly, deeply, sincerely want to see everybody succeed.
Yeah, and I want to add on to that. I mean, the 300 that comes in goes back. I mean, I'm with Grow now, right? Growing relationships over well. And we just did a visitor's day the June 27th. Had 40, 50 people come out here. We paid for all their food. That came from the fees that we paid, from the membership fee. And then Panhandle Warrior now gonna have Taste for the Cause October 14th to it's an event, 20 plus restaurants, hopefully Penta Cruise is going to be involved in it, a Penta concert coming up. Grow gave $300 to that, and again that came from the money that we put in, that we paid in for a membership. So yeah, we paid membership fees, but
it came right back into the community.
Yeah, just go back to the community.
It doesn't go into my pocket. You see the sad face when I said that? No, I'm just kidding. No, that's the whole goal, though, is we really, truly wanted to prove that it could be done and people would actually see it, feel it, and believe it, that it's not about the money. And I think we've done that. So to take that one step further, we instituted a three and free program. And it's like rollover minutes back in the old cell phone days when they had rollover minutes that rolled over to the next month and the next month. And as long as you had the minutes, it'd keep piling up and rolling over. So when you're a member, now other organizations might have benefits that if you get a certain amount within a 12-month period, then you get a certain benefit out of it. And if you don't get it in a 12-month period, it resets at zero when the 12-month period is over, and then you got to start from scratch. So with the three and free program, what it means is that when you're a member and you sponsor new members, we make a note of it. There's a sponsor name on the application. We write the sponsor's name down. And once you sponsor your third member, you get your next year for free. And it doesn't matter if it takes you 3 months. It doesn't matter if it takes you 3 years. Those members stay underneath you. So if you get two members and then it's 2 years before you sponsor a third member, once you hit that third member, your next year's free after that. It rolls over for as long as it takes you to hit your third. So we don't just give you two and be like, yank it right away and say, okay, thank you for trying. You know, you got two people in 12 months. You're starting at zero. Ha, ha, ha. Guess where all that money went? Right in my pocket. You know? Plus, by the way, you're due for renewal.
Oh, so glad it's not that way.
I know. Me too.
To add on to that, 132 business owners, you know, entrepreneurs, like-minded spirit people, Facebook.
And some ones, but hold on, because some aren't, it's not just entrepreneurs and business owners. Like, I understand that that is a bulk of it, but there are a lot of people that are in this that work with very established companies, work with corporate companies, only here in town, but, you know, regional. And I think there's a lot to be said about that, because a lot of corporate companies don't promote this kind of stuff. To, you know, why does the guy from Ruby, the manager from Ruby Tuesdays, need to network, right? He's Ruby Tuesdays. He's got
everybody knows
behind
Ruby Tuesdays,
him. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Why does the guy from Saltgrass, and I think he's in, I know he's in the chamber, so I'm thinking he's in the one, but, you know, what, that's a corporate company. Why would you want to do that? But they do it, which I think is cool, and they don't get any flack from it, you know? So it's not just the mom and pop shop, even though there are lots of those,
right?
And the entrepreneurs. I mean, it's
we don't.
I can't change
anybody.
The title, but it's almost like it's everybody. You know, there's no boundaries.
Everybody's
here.
The one.
Yeah,
you know, and it's you're right. There's mom and pop shops. There's startups.
Yeah.
There's established companies. There's corporates. There's franchises.
There's I don't know what I want to do. Does somebody here have any ideas?
There's direct sales. I mean, I'm looking for a job. You know, I'm a member, but, you know, I changed industries, but I'm still a member showing up because I love the relationships I'm building.
Yeah.
You know, my daughter right now is babysitting a house down in Tiger Point for one of our members.
Tough job.
Yeah,
tough
I know.
Job.
I know.
It, it has a pool too, doesn't it?
It does. Now it's on a golf course, so I might have to leave here and just sit on a skin. No, but the thing is the relationships are key. And that's why, because people start having meetings in these places, and it's not even so much about money at that point, getting orders and making business. It's about foot traffic coming through and seeing your place. That goes a long way for like a restaurant or a small business like that. So it's one of those things where we're just, I mean, who would have thought?
Seriously.
I mean, it started the alternate to the first and biggest in the world, you know, 100,000 members worldwide. The one started really with seven members sitting at a table at Wingstop. And, you know, we were RLI at the time, but we started with seven members. And it's been
4 months.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July. It's been a year and 7 months since the day one of RLI. And then it's been 7 months for the one. And we are at 9 chapters and 132 members just in this area.
Yeah.
You know, BNI has, I think, 6 chapters. And I'm pretty sure, I think I got about 200 members, but we're really catching up fast. And we've got 9 chapters. And, you know, people said that Pensacola wouldn't support that many chapters. But it's not so much about the number of chapters. It's the quality of people. You don't have to have 50 people in every chapter.
Yeah.
You can have 8.
Some have 10, some have 12, some have 40,
24,
some
have
20. Yeah.
And it's all about sitting there and drinking a beer with somebody, you know, having some food, maybe going out and doing some yoga with somebody else, you know. It's not just, it's to your point, it's not just a sale. It's you get to know somebody. I mean, every time I'm in downtown or I'm somewhere, I know someone now. And it's that old school mom, you know, small town feel where everybody knows everybody, and it's a cool feeling, you know. It's a cool feeling to have a community where you know the person that's across the street.
Not only that, but I really feel like you get to actually know what somebody's business does more than what you see on a billboard or a commercial or their elevator speech or any of that. Like, I truly know, like, I have found myself, I'm like Morgan Freeman in Shawshank Redemption, right? Where he comes up and he looks at, he's like, I heard you're a man who knows where to find things, right? And
right,
he's at,
right.
He turns around.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know where to locate things from time to time, right? That's been me over, like, well, a lot of my life, but especially over the last couple of months, because, you know, I know all of these people and I know what their businesses really do. And then I also know, because I'm a pretty good listener, I think, I also know some things that they might not realize that they can do yet, but should do.
Sure.
And then
sure.
You send them that person and you're like, hey, listen, you should think about this because you could do it and this guy needs it, right?
You could be in a grocery store and you overhear the person in front of you say, man, my car's running like crap. And you're like, hey, wait a minute. I know somebody.
Yeah. You know? I know.
They're awesome and I trust them. And, you know, look how good looking I am. If you trust me because I'm good looking, I will refer you to this person. But, you know, the number one, I think the thing I'm proud of
Ron
the
gets
most,
no referrals, by the way, because of that. No, he gets no
referrals. I don't get any referrals. Yeah. because it's not about me anyway. It's about you guys. And I'm sincere when I say that. And I think, you know, I don't have to keep saying it over and over and over, but I want to make it a point that it's the organization's policy, not mine or any of this. It's not about the company. It's about the members. And, you know, the time we feel like we're not being sincere about that, then we're in the wrong business.
Yeah.
And
I
think the number one thing that I'm proud of the most of the community, we're going to just call it a community. I'm tired of saying organization. This community that has been built is, I didn't build it. Patty didn't build it. Everybody built it. And every chapter has its own personality because we're not cookie cutters. We're not going to stick a set of guidelines in front of all you guys in an agenda and say, you have to follow it just like the other chapter.
Which is cool, man, because every chapter does a little something different. Like, I know the surf has, like,
laid back.
Their own, it's laid back and they've got, like, their own library where you can loan books in and out, right?
They're on the beach, you know, laid back.
But if you borrow one, then you have to, like, give the 5 or 10 minute presentation on what it's about so everybody can kind of,
that's cool, man.
That's like speed reading, like, 10 books in a year, right? Cause I read like 2 in like a year.
That is the coolest idea ever.
And then, the barn does something else. And then I know John with Thor does a whole different, feel to it. So everybody's got their own groove and everybody's got their own little thing that they do. So it's just fun because you can go to all the different meetings and it's never the same.
It feels like a different meeting.
That's it. It's never the same meeting twice.
And on top of that, you're not walking into suits and ties. There's,
I haven't put on pants.
Now you want to be business professional. You don't want to be black suit and tie, but you know, we don't want to wear cutoff jeans and shorts and, within reason, you know.
Well, I mean, think about it. How many times have you gone prior to the one, gone to an event, and everybody's sitting in there, and there's just this tension, kind of like this
stuffy.
Air,
yeah.
stuffy, where you keep quiet and you sit down.
Rather, you wait your turn.
And exactly. And you say, hey, this is my name and everything. But that's it. And you're going to walk
out. Can't have any pudding
unless
you eat your meat.
But then you go to Cactus Canteen on Tuesdays and meet up with John and Pitbull and Mark Anthony's in the back end and everybody's sitting
down. Dude, it's like a Tony Robbins seminar on that one, dude. You know, everybody's like, woo, it's awesome.
Or we go to V Paul's and we sit down and have a good time. And it's a little different, but we still sit down, we talk, we grow as well. We go in and everybody starts screaming. And everybody, in that one, they're trying to figure things out more and grow. In the pen, you know, Eldon gets up and he gives his spiel and everybody gets up and they're excited and they're moving around. Every time you go somewhere, it's never that stifling feeling that kept me away from networking groups. That's what kept me away.
It's not only that. We market and we do advertising for our venues. They do us a big favor by letting us meet there. You see people posting their food pictures. People posting pictures of people meeting in their restaurant. You know, we'll talk about O'Charlie's and V Paul's and Beef O'Brady's and Cactus.
That was going to be the next thing I was going to tell you to talk about, because for anyone that is interested around here, like,
yeah, let's talk about the chapters.
So, yeah, let's talk about where they are. All right, so.
And before we do, real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
I do want to say that I think one of the big differences between other organizations and us, you're talking about people being this little stuffy in there, not as excited, not a big high level
not
of energy.
Beer.
But I think my perception of when I joined was when I visited, I almost had to prove my worthiness to that group to be able to join.
Yeah judgment. I totally agree.
With the one. The one feels like the one needs to prove its worthiness to the new member.
Yeah.
And I think that's the big difference, is because we want to prove that we're worthy.
Yeah.
And every member is going to be the judge of that. And in other organizations, it's the other way around.
Right.
You know, the company knows they're worthy.
I do too, because before the groups were chosen with me in conjunction, but there was sort of that, let's sort of interview the group, right? Like, I got the ability to choose, like, hey, this one kind of rotates this way and there's these people in it, and this one kind of, you know, rolls this way and there's and I'm a member of two. But you get that, you're right, it was like me getting the interview. I was like, all right, well, so who's on your roster, you know what I mean?
right
and then and you get the talking, you got to see which one fit and works, as opposed to like you just said, I didn't even thought about it that way. And that, it's like light bulbs are going off.
I never did either until just right now.
Yeah. See how that really, really works?
Good. Yeah. It sounded perfect.
All right. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about the nine chapters and where they are, because if anybody's interested and you want to either go visit, because you don't have to be a member to visit.
Right.
Or you want to find one that's close to you or close to your place of work. All right. So. And Eldon's is funny because the picture's got the whole bro thing.
Yeah, I'll explain all the names and acronyms if you want to.
All right, go for it. So we got Pensacola Elite Network.
Let's do this before you go to Pensacola Elite Network. Let's start on Monday.
Okay.
On Monday, you've got, and that's how I do it when I type in email addresses and I send one to all the, all the presidents. Monday. I got to start on Monday.
Okay.
Monday, we've got The Pound. It's LBS. It's an acronym and it stands for Leaders of Business Synergy. And the president is Christina Powers. They meet at Beef O'Brady's on Palafox on Mondays at 11:30 a.m. And we also have on Mondays, we have Grow, which is growing
relationships
over wealth.
See, we won't even let you fall, man.
Yeah, growing relationship. And I named that chapter. You know, I was sitting with Bill and he's like, think of a name for me. Think of a name for me. And I was sitting there. I was like, Grow. He's like, really? And I was like, growing relationships over wealth. And he's like, perfect. Then for the first chapter, he kept calling it growing relationships over money. And I'm like, dude, it's grow, not grom.
Yeah, you got your letters upside
down. So that's Bill Sheffield. He's the president. They meet at Cactus Cantina. Oh, no, they meet at Rio Bravo.
Yeah.
They meet at Rio Bravo on Mondays at 11:30, and that's by the mall, Cordova Mall. And then on Tuesdays, we have The Barn, which stands for Bay Area Referral Network. They meet at V Paul's down on Palafox. Everybody knows where
awesome
V Paul's
place,
is.
By the way.
And that's Dan and Bird is the president of that chapter, and she's awesome. And they meet at V Paul's on Tuesdays at 11:30. The other Tuesday group is Thor, and John Manzanette's the president. He loves Thor, let me tell you. So he
Tuesday's hour of reciprocity. What a great acronym!
It was perfect for so perfect for John. Tuesday hour of reciprocity. Now John meets on Tuesday at Cactus Cantina on 12th Avenue, across from the airport. At 11:30, all of our chapter meetings are at 11:30 a.m. So we're just not going to say 11:30 a.m. anymore. It's 11:30 a.m. That's the two Tuesday ones. Now we got four on Wednesdays. Now we will start with the Pensacola Elite Network. That's the Pen, Eldon Scott. The Pen is the original chapter. So that's the original one. And Eldon Scott is the president. They meet on Wednesdays at O'Charlie's on Davis Highway.
Yeah.
Then we've got Angela D'Alessandro over in Pace. Right now they're meeting at the Village Inn on Wednesdays, and that is Pace, and it stands for Professional and Community Experts. So the chapter in Pace is called Pace. And right now they're meeting at the Village Inn over in Pace at 11:30 on Wednesdays, but they are actually in the process of looking for another venue. So if anybody has any ideas, feel free to get on theoneorg.com and shoot us a comment or look us up on Facebook and send us a message, the Organization of Networking Entrepreneurs. Like our page. Okay, and
like it now.
Our other chapters on Wednesdays, we've got the Surf, which is the source of unlimited referrals, and they meet at La Brisa Restaurant and Gulf Breeze right there at the Quality Inn as you pass 3 Mile Bridge. Kirsten Phillip is the president of that chapter, and they're awesome. They're the most laid back of the one chapters. So if you value just
like
you know, really laid back chapters, the Surf is for you. And Cindy Turner with Swag. She is the West Side chapter, meets it at
Cactus Flower Cantina.
I was sitting there staring at this business card and I started reading it while I was speaking. Cactus Flower Cafe West, which is a great, great restaurant over on Highway 98. Cindy Turner is the president of SWAG, which is the Southwest Association of Givers, and that's SWAG, and they meet it Wednesday at 11:30, and that's the four Wednesday groups. Now, last but not least, is our Thursday group, the Thursday Thunder.
Yeah.
That is Betsy Tate, and they meet at Cactus Cantina on 12th Avenue across from the airport at 11:30 on Thursdays. So that is the nine chapters, two on Monday, two on Tuesday, four on Wednesday and one on Thursday. And feel free to visit all you want. And you know, not only that, we do a once a month event called Mastermind, and that's on our website as well. We host that usually at the airport conference room, And that is...
Which we're slowly outgrowing.
Yeah, slowly outgrowing it.
I think we outgrew it like two meetings ago.
100-some people every time. It's a free event, and it's just to take off the name tags. Take off the name tags, get rid of the networking affiliations, come in there for free.
When's the next one, Ron?
August 12th. August 12th is the next mastermind. We will start promoting it here soon. We will be looking for panelists for the mastermind panel. We already have our speakers, and...
We'll have the countdown up and running here.
Yeah, we'll get
the
website up and running here soon, as soon as we create an event on Facebook. And let's see, what else do we do? After Mastermind is it's usually a tradition that we all meet at Cordova Lanes at 6 p.m. and we go bowling. And we usually have 30 to 40 people show up.
Let's talk about events. Yeah. Talking about not keeping it repetitious and advantageous and fun. Let's talk about that.
Man, I'll tell you what, there's always something going on. Mm-hmm. Somebody's hosting a social. I mean, I've never been a member of another organization that meets so much, quote unquote, off the clock,
right?
You know, so to speak.
It's because we all just like hanging out with each other.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's fun.
You know, and you can know somebody through business and you can keep it business, whatever. But if you know them business wise and you get to know them personally, you know, I want to know who your family is. I want to know you got wife and kids. I want to know where you're from. And I want to be able to have an intelligent conversation with a friend, you know, even if it tends to lean more towards business. But, you know, sometimes you got to break some bread to make that happen. So we'll do cookouts. We'll do shrimp boils. We'll do pool parties. We'll do whatever it takes. We're building relationships, and that is what the one is all about.
So I'm going to the groups page, too, because I know everybody's got a whole list of things going on. I know there's a live event tonight. I think it's tonight. Maybe it was last night. No, there was a live event. Maybe it was last night.
I know. Let me see. Let me take a look real quick. So I know there. I think there's a
Greeps.
There's nothing tonight.
Lost me Greeps.
But there's an after hours, a chamber business after hours, Pensacola chamber business after hours at Boneheads
tomorrow.
Fire Grilled up on Davis Highway and 9 Mile tomorrow at 5 p.m. And that is open to everybody. Even if you're not a chamber member, you can still go. I think it's $10 for a non-chamber member.
Yeah,
but
I think you're right.
If you haven't had Bonehead's food,
it's awesome.
It is awesome. And they're a member of the one also. They're in the Pace chapter. So let's see. We will promote everything. We'll promote other businesses. We'll promote every networking event. Every time there's a networking event, we post it in our group. We have a private one group for all the members.
Mm-hmm.
And we promote business happy hour at Seville. We promote chamber after hours. We promote greeters. We promote, oh, that's another benefit too, by the way, is the one is a member of the chamber. So even if you're, say, direct sales and you're not a member of the chamber, you can still visit the chamber events under the one flagship. So it's just it's cool, man.
That's it. So I'm rolling through here. So there's an event on the 26th at Apple Annie's, which has a couple of different people from the groups going on. It looks like a real estate something.
Right.
We've got,
I believe that's Don Copeland and Casey Copeland, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. And then, hold on, rolling through. So the live thing was yesterday. They did, Andrew did some live stuff down at, that Irish place we like.
O'Reilly's.
shoot. Of course, now that's like the only one I'm going to see without scrolling through, but obviously everybody's got something going on.
Yeah. We always have something, and it'll pop up. Hey, by the way, let's try this too. We had a pig roast. We've had with the Grub on TV, we've had events and everybody comes out and supports you.
What blows my mind is houses. It's cool, man.
People show up. I think that's the most impressive is people show up. People actually want to show up.
Producing results.
And you know, I'll put this out there to everybody in Pensacola that's listening that is in another networking organization. You're no longer a bad name.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a visitor's day and you want to fill your room, reach out to us.
We will
bring a ton of members to make it look like your organization is just the what's up, and the visitors that you get will be more likely to join. We want you to succeed, regardless. BNI, RLI, anything. We want you to succeed. So if you need help and you need us to help you fill a room, reach out to us. Don't be scared anymore. You know, it's not, nobody's a bad name anymore. We're not competition. We are collaborators.
That's it, man.
We're here for everybody.
So I thought we were going to get beer delivered, but he may just be running behind, huh?
They don't have anybody available till 6.
Oh, man. It's 'cause that's good, though. That's good. That means they're busy. That means they have business. So
here's a question that I have. We still have to, I'm not sure how much time we have. Do you worry about, I said it twice already, being advantageous and not repetitious? And what are you doing for the organization to make sure that happens? I mean, you said that a lot, but do you have any future plans coming up that people can be aware of?
That's actually a good question, because we're always evolving, right? And if we're not trying to evolve, we're going to get stuck in the past. Whew, okay, we have been approached several times. Hey, I want to start a chapter over in Mobile. Hey, I want to start a chapter over in Atlanta. Hey, I want to start a chapter over here. And our answer has always been no. We're not ready for it yet. We're babies. We're not ready for it yet. I do not want to control a nationwide organization. I'm whispering that. I don't want to control it.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention, it kind of just, you know, jumped ahead of everything else that created this to begin with, right?
Yeah, it started with a small idea, and now it's just getting big. But here's the thing. I started thinking, I'm like, you know, we're pretty good at answering people's wishes and questions and saying, listen, if you want it, you get it. But like I said, I don't want to be responsible for tracking numbers and chasing payments and trying to organize members and help. I want to be there for everybody that wants to be part of our networking organization. So I created a licensing agreement. I created a startup packet. I've got everything that somebody would need in another city. And we're going to, I think, base it off like 15-mile radiuses chunks for the, because we got 9 chapters in a 15-mile radius in Pensacola.
Yeah.
Atlanta, you could have
30.
You could have 30 15-mile radiuses with 9 chapters each. So a licensing agreement, very, very cheap for a licensing agreement, because I must be not right in the head, because I seriously want to see this thing explode without worrying about trying to make $1 million off
And you
of
know
it.
What? That's the exact right way to do it, dude.
As, Scott, you got to do it. So I'll explain it. I'll just say it. We're very transparent. So to purchase the licensing agreement for the one and start one in your chapter, it is $500 cash up front, or check or charge, whatever, $500, and then $1,500 within 90 days. What that is you can pay the $500 in. That's basically the president's membership, okay? So $500 in, even though memberships are $300, but to own the territory.
Sure.
$500 in, and then the next $1,500, you could either pay it or you can take it out of the first 5 memberships applications that you get.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, the organization will pay your licensing fee for you. So $2,000 total within the first 90 days, $500 up front within 30 days, and then the other $1,500 within 90 days after that. Or within 90, I have to look at it again, but it's about 30 and 90 days. So what you get for that is you get all of our branding guidelines, our logo, our names, assistance. You get, we're always here to support anybody that's wanting to.
You get a direct line to the back phone, don't you?
Not to myself. That's bad enough as it is. Yeah, you know how that's like.
That number is.
Yeah. 850. All right. So, but what we have built is we've got a whole startup packet that starts word for word and step by step on how to make a successful community of networking. I'm not going to say to build a successful organization, but it walks you through step by step. But not only that, you get us. And I don't mean us as in me and Patty. You get us as Pensacola to ask questions and say, hey, presidents, 9 vice presidents, 9 secretary treasurers, 130 members. You get to ask questions and say, listen, we're part of the organization now. What would you recommend? You know, Crosstel.
Yeah.
We want Crosstel. We want best practices. We want to make sure they get set up and they're able to build a market. But in retrospect is, it gives them a little skin in the game, but we want to make sure they're able to succeed, and we don't want to freeze out and lock out that area. And, you know, it's kind of get out there and work it and grow it, build your own community, because you can make some, I'm not saying you can totally have a living on it, but, you know, at $300 a piece, if you have 5 chapters with 300 or 20 members a piece at 300, you're looking, what, 30, 40 grand?
Yeah.
You know, that's a good supplement to your income, and all you have to do is run an hour and a half meeting 5 times a week. Or you can do what we do here is I have a president for all my chapters, I outsource it, and I compensate them for it.
Yeah.
So it's however they want to do it, but if they want to either supplement their income or just create a really, really cool organization that's about the members and nonprofits and support for their community, then we've got a licensing agreement ready to rock and roll. So it's all user-friendly and very, very, very straightforward. It's got step-by-step. You can't really go wrong with it as long as you're a person that actually can. You know, you have to know people. You got to be able to fill a chapter up. If you get in there and you buy a licensing agreement, I don't want you to spend the money and watch it fail.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want you to spend the money, even $500, and learn 6 months from now I can only get 5 people to join.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but I probably won't be the case, because it is something new. It's fresh, and it's proving to work. And as long as you have the right attitude and you go into it like we did and say, listen, it's not really about the money, it's about the members, then it'll grow by itself. It really will.
Very cool.
So,
all right, guys, we're getting out of time.
Roger that.
All right, so check out theoneorg.com. Check out Pensacola.businessradiox.com for the one-hour radio show. Check out facebook.com/theorganizationofanetwork.
I think it's the One Pensacola, if I'm not... I have to look. Just go... If you go to theoneorg.com...
You're going
to
find out.
You'll find all the links out. But make sure you also go to grubninja.com.
Yeah.
It's available.
That is a...
And then check out cityspree.com. And I'm going to give a big shout out to our friends over at Beer Me Delivery, because you can get beer and wine delivered through Grub Ninja, you can get beer and wine delivered through City Spree, and you can get beer and wine delivered through Beer Me. So, yeah, we're here to support. So I'm trying to think of everybody in my head. I want to give a shout out to this business, this business, this business.
Well, we want the members to get their butts on the air here, and so they can give all their own shout outs. So.
Indeed. Indeed. We really are doing this for the members. So start with the surf in the barn.
Yep.
Start rotating members through here. Do this as often as, you know, I know you want to do it monthly and maybe bi-monthly later, or however you want to do it. Just,
we can fit six of them in here at a time. So,
So we all go through chapters. We scream, hey, we got a radio show for you. Come talk about
it's 1 hour to promote your business. You know, it's 1 hour on the radio to promote your business to everybody, you know, that's listening. So really it's, you know, it's all about the members. We want to promote their businesses. So if you want to get exposure as well for your business and you're not a member of the One, come visit one of our chapters and we'll get you on the radio as well. And we'll give you some really good quality advertising, and we're not going to dig into your pocket to get it.
Perfect. All right, you guys, you can find us at Pecola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Pecola BRX on Facebook. You have been listening to the 1 hour radio series on Pensacola.businessradiox.com. Have a great day.
Thanks, Keith.